Got an opportunity the last couple of weeks. How good does it feel to be out there and contributing?
Man, it's a dream come true. You know, it's something that you've always been wanting to do. Of course, for me, sitting out those first 3 weeks and finally getting my chance to really help contribute and do what I'm expecting to do, it feels really good.
What has been the biggest adjustment running the football in the NFL versus in the ACC?
In college, you could do what you want. I know in college we had a basic inside zone, and basically it's like you read a gap and wherever else it's on you. Whereas in NFL, you know, everything is about details. You know, have a gap runs, have outside runs. You know, everything goes together. And you know, even if you don't do the right thing up here, our offensive line won't get on you. You know, I never had to deal with that, but you know, everybody knows where it's supposed to go. But at the same time, I'm starting to, you know, figure it out.
Mm-hmm. When you're hitting the hole and you're looking at these guys coming at you, what's going through your mind? You've watched the guys block for 2 or 3 weeks in the past and like, well, nothing's going on. But you come to the game, things change. What happened?
Just playing football, just trying to make something happen. You know, when there's nothing there, you still got to make something out of nothing. That's been, you know, my whole philosophy on, you know, me as a runner. You know, the holes are going to be there. Sometimes they're not. But what you're going to do when it's not there? So I just try to bring something to the team. I always fight for the extra yard. And I'm just trying to help us get a win.
Talking about the blitz pickup here at this level, a little different. Teams are a little more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. The communication with the quarterback, the line, the backs, I see you guys have to go up and make sure you get every detail of that call. So that you don't miss something if they decided to let one guy go. Talk about that adjustment.
It's all about technique. You know, it's there in college, but you don't practice it as much. And, you know, coming from Clemson to here, it was a big adjustment, but it wasn't a hard adjustment. Whereas if you want to do it, you're going to do it. Because if you don't want to do it, you're going to get blown up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all about using your hands, really knowing where the line's going, where they're IDing, you know, knowing the calls and just going, being at home studying, make sure you're knowing the little things.
And you studied the Denver Broncos for this week. I mean, they got the best run defense in the league. They're giving up 50 yards a game. As you study them on tape, what are some of the things that really jump out at you?
There's everything jumps out, man. Really, it's just going to all come down to us knowing what we're doing, executing our game plan, and just playing to the best of our ability.
Is that one of the big differences between the college and the pros? Like, when you looked at tape as a college player, I'm sure you didn't say, everything jumps out. You look at them and you say, everything jumps out.
Yeah, whereas in college, you know, you study film and, you know, you do all that. There are sometimes, there'll be some games where, you know, I'll turn it on and I'll just watch one game and I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Whereas you watch the NFL defense and every other game, they're bringing other things into the game where you have to really know about, you know, oh, this happened week one. They may bring that. Oh, they did this thing different last week. But you still don't know what they're going to bring this week. So you have to really prepare yourself.
And he hasn't even played the Patriots yet.
I know. But, you know, the one thing we know, we found out in this brief interview, the game is not too big for this young man.
Mm-mm. Wayne, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday night against the Broncos.